But I have to ask you about one particular person before we get to those stories, and that is Muhammad Ali. So I spent the last couple of nights watching on Channel 13 this unbelievable documentary. And the reason why I thought that it was unbelievable was they delved into his whole life as a kid, teenager, adult, his relationship with the Nation of Islam, and they had live footage of every fight. Sonny Liston, Floyd Patterson, just unbelievable live footage of every fight.
Ken Burns is a complete and total unreconstructed liberal. But he does great documentaries.
Nobody better.
They're fantastic.
His baseball ones are great, too.
The Civil War series, beginning with that.
Well, that's a great... I know that got the most pub of all his work.
I love that.
Yeah. So I'm watching this, and look, I knew he was a handsome guy. He was charismatic. I mean, really, the most I enjoyed Muhammad Ali was when he spoke to Howard Cosell, because I really loved Howard Cosell even more than Muhammad Ali. I never had this love affair with Ali because, in my opinion, the guy was a scumbag. Draft dodger, 90 wives, 9,000 kids, you know, calling the, saying to the our young girls and boys who died overseas that the Viet Cong, I got no issue with them. I mean, if you really look at the life of Muhammad Ali, the way he's treated now like this heroic, godly figure, I think that's nonsense. Now, I got into trouble for saying that, ended up having a fight over that, but I'll stick right by it. Muhammad Ali was not a hero.
Oh, no, he wasn't a hero. He was a great boxer.
Great.
And he was funny. He was charismatic.
Good looking.
All that stuff. But he was a draft dodger. Yes, he allowed somebody else to go in his place. Somebody else went to Vietnam or went in the military in his place because he refused to go. And, of course, it was mandated. You know, in retrospect, everybody that went to Vietnam and died, it was a waste. It was an awful, right. Sad, tragic waste.
Kind of like Iraq and Afghanistan, I hate to say it.
I hate to say it, too. I hate that. In fact, it was Vietnam that kind of informed my opinions when it came to Iraq back in the day, 20 years ago. That's all those things that you laid out are true. But the reason why I really don't like Muhammad Ali, or I don't revere him the way everybody else does, was because of
not
what
everybody else, but
well, because of what he did to Joe Frazier. What he did to Joe Frazier was horrific. I don't know if you got to that part in the documentary.
Oh, I got to it. It wasn't just Joe Frazier. He did the same thing because he felt like he was a better African-American because he was with the Nation of Islam. And he felt like these other African-Americans are basically slaves, dogs, lowlives.
He called, first of all, Joe Frazier befriended him when he first came out of jail, lent him money, got him back on his feet, did everything for him. And then when they fought, he started calling Joe Frazier a gorilla.
A gorilla.
And a white man's this and a white man's that and all that stuff. Joe Frazier, who grew up in abject poverty, he was none of those things, but yet Muhammad Ali, well, he was Ali at that time.
Right.
He started, it was so nasty, so vicious, and it really hurt Joe Frazier. And that's why I really don't like Muhammad Ali.
What if they said that was all, like when Mike Tyson said to Lennox Lewis, I'm going to eat your children, that was all part of the shtick.
Of course, that is a lot different than, causing racial divisions and telling the world that your opponent is essentially an Uncle Tom.
Right.
I mean, that was horrible.
That wasn't the first time, but of course, Joe Frazier was the most famous. But I think he did the same thing. I know he did the same thing years earlier, but I forget the fighter.
Floyd Patterson.
I think Floyd and others. Yes, because Floyd came out and said that the Nation of Islam is not... You know, I guess, I mean, Ali was close with Malcolm X, but then I guess at the end they weren't very close.
Yeah, it was very complicated.
They had a falling out.
Well, Malcolm X was assassinated, and a lot of people say that it was Farrakhan that was behind that assassination.
Right.
So there was a split within the Nation of Islam, but that continues, I believe, till this day.
I did see the footage again of that second fight with Ali and Sonny Liston, and there were some there were rumors, if not reports, that the mob got to Liston, and
you got to
go down.
Bill O'Reilly writes about that in Killing the Mob.
Oh, he does.
Oh, he outlines the whole thing.
I mean, Ali barely touches Liston, who, by the way, is a brute. He's a big, strong guy. Not only does Liston fall down, but like in the worst acting wrestler's job, like something you would see on Raw, he's like rolling across the ring.
Yeah, totally.
Barely touched him.
And by the way, the second fight, I believe that's the one you're talking
about. Yeah, in Lewiston, Maine, 1965.
Right. It was too dangerous to fight in Boston. You think these times are bad today? They were bad the late 60s, and they were bad.
They were very bad. In fact, Boston actually canceled the fight.
That's exactly right. They moved it to Lewiston, Maine, and then, yes, he took a dive, clearly took a dive. Bill O'Reilly chronicles the whole thing in Killing the Mob, which is why it's such a good book, such a good read. But, yes, back to your original point, Muhammad Ali, they're engaging in this revisionist history. I don't know, what was the tone last night? It was glorification, canonization, was it last night?
None of that. Ken Burns? It is a straightforward documentary. He just gives you all the information, incredible footage, a lot of real Ali footage, and the rest is up to you. And, again, I don't – just because the world falls in love with people – I don't always fall in love with them. I do have a little bit of a habit more of you of doing that, but I never, ever, ever considered Muhammad Ali a hero. Never.
Nor I. And I remember.
Or Mike Tyson. I love Mike Tyson. Tyson has been on my show a million times. He became a personal friend of mine, and he got screwed by Don King. He never raped that girl. He never raped her. But he's not a hero. None of these boxers are heroes.
Hero. But listen, I lived through those days. I remember being on the blacktop in grammar school. I mean, we were talking about the Thriller in Manila and
the Rumble in the Jungle, these
Ali Frazier fights.
Yeah,
I mean, they were huge social events. They were big, and there was a split. Believe it or not, white people did gravitate towards Joe Frazier and against Muhammad Ali, but it was because they saw him as a draft dodger and a race baiter. That's essentially what it was back then. And poor Joe Frazier suffered the brunt of it because Muhammad Ali, again, Uncle Tom and Gorilla and all this just awful race baiting, racial slurs. And that's why I don't like Muhammad Ali to this day.
I agree with you for those reasons.
Even though he was funny and these things.
So what? So some of the biggest murderers in the history of the world were very charismatic and very funny. And, you know, you could sit there and laugh at the guy one second and wipe out your whole family the next. Hey, who cares?
I heard that Saddam Hussein had the best relationship with the soldiers, his captors, until they sent them to the gallows and hung them. They liked him a lot. I swear to God. That's true. They used to bring him cigarettes, and they were kind of sad when they hung him.
Yeah. Some of these are the worst dictators ever. They're actually pretty personable guys. They're nice guys.